And there it is. Facebook Live audio recording. Podcast audio recording. Phoenix Cleaver is going to take this one. I just started the week on a 12-hour day after a very busy Sunday. Not a great deal of rest. And then Phoenix made me watch Deadpool. It is not a good film.
Made you.
Pretty low quality film.
Didn't make you.
Even when I was watching it, but I was still like, you know.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Wow.
These are the facts.
Mm-hmm.
These are the fact-based truths.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Alex Jones coverage continued. Back-to-back Alex Jones episodes. And also homophobic Nazi murders.
Yes.
That's also going on.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. So that's what the fuck we're dealing with here.
That's what the fuck we're dealing with.
Maybe somehow I might be able to get this gosh darn thing opened up here.
That would be kind of cool.
You think that's possible?
Maybe.
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
That's what you thought.
Really?
In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
All right, Nats, to you.
All right, so I guess we can do a couple of headlines and then do the stories. So in case you missed it, the Trump administration says that it's not their job to find children who are separated at the border from their parents. Somehow, some way. The Trump administration believes that the responsibility for finding parents who were deported after they were separated from their children should rest with immigration advocacy groups, not with the federal government. Uh-huh. Justice Department lawyers said they would, the government would turn over any identifying information they had to advocacy groups like the ACLU. So apparently they just don't give a fuck, which we already knew. Nobody is surprised. Where is this at? Men being men, the rational set of, the species, right? Men are the rational ones, yes. And that's why in Nashville, newly released surveillance video shows a man jumping on a woman's car and kicking out her windshield because he got turned down. He asked for her number multiple times. She said no, eventually said, sorry, I'm gay, I'm not interested. And then he started calling her names, jumped on her car while she was in the car, and then smashed the windshield.
Gay agenda.
It is the gay agenda. The gay agenda is to hurt men's feelings by not giving them your number. That's the real gay agenda.
And he just wanted to show her what she could be protected from if she had said yes.
Shit. On Friday in San Diego, a man was found guilty of resisting arrest and punching a police officer in the face from a court case in February, rejecting the claim that he acted in self-defense. Frederick Jefferson, 38 years old, was charged with assault and eventually convicted of 2 counts of felony resisting arrest with violence. Okay. And assault of a peace officer. Does it say? Yes, the confrontation began at Chicano Park, where an estimated 700 people had gathered. On the morning, a group of critics who questioned the park's murals and opposed flying the Azatlan flag on the main flagpole marched to the park for what they called a patriotic picnic. That sounds horrible. They were met by larger crowds who were concerned that the historic murals of Aztec and Chicano culture might be defaced. Jefferson, however, was not affiliated with either group. He was just walking through the park. Uh-huh. And Officer Matthew Ruggiero jumped up and grabbed Jefferson's arm from behind and struck him 3 times with his baton. Jefferson turned and punched the officer in the face, breaking his jaw. Yeah, so if somebody does jump up behind you and starts hitting you with your baton, you might turn around and hit them back. But apparently, if they're a cop, that's a felony. Uh-huh. Yeah, you know. Hashtag good cops. Tokyo, Japan. Tokyo Medical University has been doctoring test scores of female applicants to admit fewer women to school because school officials believed once women got married and had children, they wouldn't be able to fill enough shifts at hospitals. So they just didn't let women in. They intentionally failed about 30% of female applicants. That's fun. We don't need feminism. Feminism is silly. Another good cop, Howard Reese Costner, employed as a detention officer in Spalding County, Georgia, is an alt-righter who believes racism is normal and respects the founder of the American Nazi Party, agrees with his points, and also says Hitler did nothing wrong. Can you imagine what happens in the cells where this guy works? Yeah.
Easter egg hunts.
Yeah. Yeah. Fact. Let's go with that. We might have to watch the Sacha Baron Cohen thing, where he, like, tricked all the conservatives.
Who?
Sacha Baron Cohen. That guy who did that Borat movie.
Okay. Don't know him too well, but heard of the film. No. I saw the film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We might have to watch this latest thing he did where he conned a bunch of Republicans into doing silly things. Apparently, he got Joe Arpaio to say that he would accept a blowjob from Donald Trump.
That's fun.
And I just want to hear the audio of it. So there's that. Do I have any other good headlines? There's going to be a strike in the UK. Domestic workers, right? Cleaners are going to walk out across 5 different work sites for the next 3 days starting tomorrow. Let's keep eyes on that. And Medicaid cutbacks are killing people in Puerto Rico. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So what do we want? Do we want Alex Jones first or do we want homicidal Nazis first?
Jones.
I'm going to read, I saw this, if you haven't heard yet, he's been banned on certain social media platforms. His videos and stuff is being taken down. This is a fun story to me. I read it through a few different outlets. So far, Fox News has my favorite coverage. Because you would think they would be on Alex Jones' side because they're both conservatives. They're not on Alex Jones' side. And that amuses me. So here we go. Controversial InfoWars star Alex Jones' removal from Facebook, YouTube, Apple, and Spotify over the last 24 hours is prompting some of the bomb thrower's staunchest critics to voice censorship concerns. Jones is a notorious conspiracy theorist who has been widely criticized for a variety of outlandish and polarizing content, including discredited claims about the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. This is Fox News, nigga. That's funny to me. Apple removed Jones' podcast on Sunday, and then YouTube and Facebook both declared Monday he was violating their terms of service and policies with his rhetoric. Spotify also removed all episodes of The Alex Jones Show from its service. Jones quickly became one of the top trends across social media, with critics celebrating that he was pulled from the tech giants and others coming to his defense, sort of.
Well, motherfuckers like Alex Jones are why they're working around Donald Trump, as opposed to what they prefer, which would be working with Jebediah Bushfield or Lion Ted Snooze.
Yes. Media Research Center President Brent Basel echoed many pundits, stating that while Jones is not to be taken seriously, which is like, okay, but he is taken seriously. People show up with AR-15s when he tells them to.
Yeah.
People send death threats to people because he tells them to. Like, he is taken, whether he should be or not is not the point. He is being taken seriously. So let's work from there.
Yeah.
So while stating Jones should not be taken seriously, censoring him could result in further actions against people that aren't accepted by mainstream media. Oh, like Black Lives Matter? Like trans activists? Like feminist activists?
Like, who's that person whose name has been all over the news and Obama did not endorse this person?
Ocasio-Cortez? Cordoza.
Cordoza. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Corleone, like that.
Yeah, something. Yeah, he did, like, a fucking tele endorsements, and, yeah, her name was not on the list.
Yeah, like, 80 people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fucking grimy.
Not surprised.
That shows you what, like, I want to make a meme of just, like, like Barry Hussein and like next to a picture of Hillary Clinton, mm-hmm. and just say, hey, millennials, let's not sell out like Generation X did or leave behind a fucked up world or turn into what the baby boomers did. Because like baby boomers, they're the ones that's known for having, they had their drug, sex, and rock and roll and then want to take it away from everyone else.
Basically,
that's
yeah.
the boomers.
Yeah.
Think about what millennials have. They have Twitter, text, and reality shows.
Yeah.
So it's like we have our own drug, sex, and rock and roll. And it's like, let's not turn into assholes with our fucking Thighmasters in 30 years.
I remember Thighmasters.
Yeah, let's not be that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, I guess, like, disappointing that people still love them, though. It's like, I'm still with her, and he was the best president ever. And it's like, yeah, really? You must have been okay before they got in office then, because shit. So, I don't support Alex Jones, says Brent Boswell, the president for the Media Research Center. I don't support Alex Jones and what InfoWars produces. He's not conservative. However, banning him and his outlet is wrong.
He's not conservative?
He's not conservative.
What?
He's not conservative.
He's not conservative.
The man Woo. Said so.
Woo! I guess because he's beard gang now, he's not conservative. All right.
It's not just a slippery slope. It's a dangerous cliff that these social media companies are jumping off to satisfy CNN and other liberal outlets.
What? Yeah, CNN, liberal outlet.
Very liberal.
Wolf Blitzer. Yes, very liberal outlet. Very liberal.
Boswell says that tech giants caving to CNN's push is part of a disturbing trend that includes influential conservatives being muted on Twitter. Or they lie about things, and they use curse words, and they share, like, really racist memes. You can't share, like, that typical anti-Semitic meme of, like, the caricature of the Jewish guy and not have any consequences. Like
Gargamel.
Right, basically. You know, like, that kind of shit. Or even one who was complaining that she got banned from Twitter. She was, like, just straight up saying fake shit. Like, some, I think it was the Toronto van shit, some guy or something.
Oh,
like,
fucking, but not PUA, but what, incel?
Incel, MRA, what the fuck ever. They're all intertwined over there. But yeah, so that guy fucking runs people over with the bus, and she's like, the first witnesses said it was a Muslim, a brown guy. And, like, it was a white dude. What?
Yeah.
And, you know, but, like, she got retweeted, like, 12,000 times, and people thought it was, like, one of these Muslim terrorist attacks. So, yeah, you might get, you know, you might violate terms of service if you do shit like that. Like, just don't be disingenuous. I know you can't fucking help it, but. Social media sites are supposedly neutral platforms. Remember when we covered the story where Facebook's training said defend white men? Yeah, but
fuck,
they're neutral.
No, I don't remember that. God damn, we cover a lot of bad shit.
We do.
Everything is really horrible.
Yeah, because people were complaining that, like, basically leftists and, you know, feminists and social, like, the SJWs were getting banned off Facebook for shit. And then they were going through, like, Facebook's, like, training, and it was, like, defend white men. Basically. Well, I mean, that shit happened to me. Somebody sent me rape threats, and I reported it and was told it didn't violate terms of service, and then I screenshotted it and made a Facebook post about it, and my Facebook post violated terms of service. Welcome to it. So these are supposedly neutral platforms, but they're coming opportunities for the left and major media to censor any content they don't like. Conservatives are increasingly concerned that InfoWars is not the end point for those who want to ban speech. It's just the beginning. We're rapidly approaching a point where censorship of opposing voices is the norm, and it's dangerous. Nigga, build your own fucking platform then. Doesn't the market provide? Make the market provide some shit for you, nigga.
Censorship of opposing voices. Part of Fox News' model is to bring on an opposing voice and then shout them down until the commercial break.
That is what they do.
Yeah.
Let's see. Conservative commentator Ben Shapiro wrote, much of what Jones and his employees say is rotten pig excrement, but hate speech is too ambiguous. Really? Calling somebody a fucking child rapist isn't hate speech?
Or, when Alex Jones just straight up dropped the homophobic F-bomb. Remember that
yes.
one?
Yes.
You fucking goddamn this, that, and the other?
Mm-hmm. That's not hate speech.
Yeah.
Trust in social media is declining nearly as fast as trust in media overall. There's a reason for that. And it's not because social media tolerates voices like Jones. It's because they don't tolerate voices like Jones. While tolerating voices are just as bad on the political left, they showed, what? I think he's trying to say that they don't ban the left, but they do. They really fucking do. Conservative strategist Chris Barron said the social media platforms are not trying to stop hate speech or clean up the culture of toxic social media. If they were, they would be hammering toxic folks on both sides. Now, see, note how they keep saying they should be doing it on both sides, or they're only picking on conservatives. Had they named a fucking single a liberal, leftist, Antifa member, communist, socialist, anybody? Did they drop any? Who? Who are they supposed to ban? Why are you not? Where's your fucking petition on that? Why aren't you telling people to sign your fucking link of here's this leftist who's a horrible person? Why aren't you banning them? Why aren't you fucking doing it? Why are you just whining? Stop whining. Regardless of what you think of InfoWars, this is the digital equivalent of book burning. What?
Yeah.
What? You hyperbolic ass niggas. Daily Wire reporter Michael Knowles wrote, conservatives should be vigorously opposed to big tech censorship of Alex Jones. He may be a conspiratorial, frequently incoherent, shirtless vitamin salesman, but the left sees no difference between him and William F. Buckley Jr. No, we don't, because Jones doesn't just sell vitamins, he actually promotes conspiracy theories that get people hurt. The fuck? Uh-huh. Alex Jones should have been kicked off outlets long ago. Who is this? Journalist Jordan Sheraton said Jones should have been kicked off outlets long ago. Inciting and provoking violence is not protected free speech, and outlets can kick vile creatures like Jones off if they want. But this coordinated banishment of Jones by big outlets is a slippery slope. Wait, so you just said he should be banned, and now you're like, oh, I'm mad he got banned. Can you fucking pick one side, please? Maybe? Maybe just one? Maybe? And it's, like, extra funny to me because they're saying this is First Amendment shit. The First Amendment says that you're protected from the government, not from businesses. This is like any other business. They don't have to serve anyone who comes in the door. You know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, and they really seem like confused about that, where they're like, well, but, you know, they have to do it. But no, the First Amendment actually
live. Oh, right. First.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Yeah.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging freedom of speech or the press or the right of people to peacefully assemble and to petition the government. Congress shall make no law. Nigga, you got kicked off Facebook. That is not Congress. That is not a law. It is a privately owned entity that said, fuck you. That is not violating your First Amendment. Congress shall make no law. Nigga, Congress ain't do this shit to you. Yeah. All right. Whew. I don't know. That's all I have on Alex Jones. Did you want to? Because I know you had, like, your own beef with it.
Oh, no. Yeah, don't get Alex Jones shit deleted. You're deleting evidence.
Right.
Like, that shit should be there. Because the thing is, all you're doing is cleaning up what you don't look at anyway. And you don't want to see, like, I have major doubts any of you are subscribed to a single fucking InfoWars page. And by you, I mean like, right, I'm just saying you. I'm turning into one of those people. But these fuckers that were like, gotta ban it, gotta ban it, gotta delete all the archives.
Well, I think that's the thing, too, is the people who want it banned only know what they know about Alex Jones because of what he said about Sandy Hook or, like, what Right Wing Watch puts up about him.
Yeah.
But it's, like, if you actually look at what he said, like, it's far more insidious than that. Like, it's really dangerous shit. And now, like, if I were to tell you stuff he said, if I can't find the links, it's because it sounds, like, out there.
Yeah. You're
like, no, he actually said this. And now it's like, oh, I can't prove he said it because the shit's gone.
Yeah, like, thank fuck we actually play the audio on our episodes, because that's going to be the last place the shit exists.
Yeah.
And, like, literally, the wine cellar will be the only place to have some of these Jones clips.
Yeah.
Where he says some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you're further legitimizing him in his already fucking highly infatuated and obsessed cult of an audience.
Mm-hmm.
Because he goes on there and tells them, they're trying to shut us down. They're trying to take InfoWars down. They're trying to delete deplatform. He said deplatform just last week. They're trying to deplatform me.
Mm-hmm.
And now you did. And now his core audience, like, they can see that you did,
right.
And now they're even more in with Jones.
Right.
Now it's an even tighter fucking circle with no surveillance.
Right.
We need his shit public everywhere so we can surveil it, look at it, and say, look at his shit.
Exactly, exactly. Because he's not going to stop doing it. He's just going to do it somewhere else. And, like, this is the shit, like, when, who the fuck was it? The Nazi website? Stormfront went down? And now their shit's on the dark web. I am not going on the dark web to find whatever the fuck Stormfront is talking about.
I don't even know how to dark web. Do you need sunflower seeds and peanut butter? Like, how the fuck do we even get involved in that?
Yeah, so, like, that's where they are now. But, of course, before, we could see stuff of what they were saying, what they were planning, what they were doing. And, like, now that is taken away from us. And the point isn't that he should be allowed to say it, because he shouldn't. Because he, you know, Jones does incite violence. He does promote bigotry. He does promote hate. He promotes racism and homophobia and sexism and... He's a fucking neo-Confederate fucking racist asshole, right? But I do want to know what he's saying so that I know what to look for. Like, I need to know what my enemies are doing, right? You know, like, that's the idea here. Because now, all of a sudden, when people start doing things, like the Pizzagate guy, right? That was partly Alex Jones' fault. Because Alex Jones was the one who pushed that and got that guy to really think that, you know, there's some kid sex slaves in this building. I need to go there with my AR-15 and start shooting. Like, what the fuck? You know?
Yeah.
So if you hadn't known Alex, like, now if this another, like, Pizzagate happens, how will you know it's Alex Jones? Like, how will you be able to blame him? Because now the people who got their shit shot up can at least go back and sue Alex Jones, right? The parents from Sandy Hook, a bunch of them now have lawsuits against Alex Jones because they have the record of what he said. And they have the record of Alex Jones fans fucking sending them death threats and harassing them and doxing them and making them have to move 7 times since Sandy Hook happened. But if they don't have that, how do you combat that? Like, what is your proof to sue him? You know what I mean? So it's like, think about, like, the long-term consequences and maybe come with something a little bit more strategic than just ban him off Facebook, because he still has a website, right? He still has a fucking podcast he can put out. He still has shit that he can do. So he didn't go anywhere. It's just that you were uncomfortable and you didn't want to see it. So you don't have to see it, but you're also even less aware than you were before. So welcome to that danger factor. Like, yeah. Not the best strategy here.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And we got a bump in downloads because, and again, we're doing 2 Alex Jones coverage episodes in a row.
Right.
But because we did ours just a few hours, really, if you think about it, like 10 hours, 12 hours is just a few hours.
Yeah.
Before there was some clashing with Antifa.
Right.
And those fucking Proud Boy prayer rally patriots.
Yeah.
You know, and then Alex Jones' name blew up because some leftist niggas that we follow, affiliated, like, niggas is down with, like, redneck revolt and shit. Not, like, redneck revolters themselves, but, like, niggas as friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mutual acquaintances were actually down there, like, at the one in Portland, Oregon, and did a Facebook Live feed and was talking about it and cover it and actually talking to people and seeing what's going on. And then after shit started going down, and, you know, you can hear the flashbang grenades going off, and I'm still looking at my smart device, and Phoenix and I are running errands, doing whatever the fuck we're doing. I think we're stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
And a notification comes up, because I follow InfoWars, because I want to know what the fuck they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Notification comes up, InfoWars goes live. Antifa is attacking.
Right.
You know, and it's like, you gotta watch that shit. So now that shit's going hard, and Alex Jones' name is bumping up, and then people are searching, trying to see what's going on, and now they could actually go and hear our audio and say, oh shit, Alex Jones is telling his followers that Antifa's bringing guns, so they can hear the wine cellar say that shit, and hear the wine cellar play Alex Jones' audio saying that shit.
Yep. And, like, if nothing else, y'all should just be fucking terrified that he doesn't just sell vitamins, he sells, stuff to help guns shoot better. And he said, he's telling his audience Antifa is about, how many fucking times did he say we're gonna start a civil war? Like 6 times already this year we're supposed to have a civil war.
Prevent muzzle rise,
right? So, like, you know, Antifa's gonna start a civil war. Antifa's attacking people. The fucking jihadists are about to start a civil war. You know,
Black
these
lives
people
matter.
These people are coming for you. They're coming for your guns. By the way, here's things you can have to accentuate your guns. I would like to keep tabs on that, please, and thank you. And you should too. Don't just be offended. Actually listen to what he's saying and observe who his followers are and keep yourself fucking safe.
Yeah.
Alex Jones.
Nazi
homophobic murderers! All right.
Yeah, and then we'll wrap up this episode because I don't know if I'm doing 12 hours again tomorrow, dadgummit.
Woohoo! All right, so first, this is Blaze Bernstein. He was 19 years old. He was stabbed 20 times by a former classmate in California on winter break. So I just want to, like, read a little bit. This is kind of how every news outlet is covering this. Like, I got this one off pinknews.co.uk, but, like, fucking LA Times, New York Times, Chicago Tribune, fucking Daily Herald, like all these outlets are basically covering this the same way, right? So they're saying Orange County District Attorney Tony, holy shit, Rakakis?
Yeah, phonetically, man, do it.
Rakakis. Okay.
Fuck yeah.
Said in a press conference that they were going to add a hate crime allegation in the case against, does it say his first name? Samuel Woodward, the guy who killed Blaze. And Woodward was already facing 26 years to life in prison, but because of the allegation of a hate crime, the murder suspect could be convicted to life in prison without parole. Bernstein, who was a pre-med student at Pennsylvania State, was openly gay, according to police. And according to a statement, Woodward said he just wanted to tell Blaze to get off him because Blaze was flirting with him and pushed him away before heading in a park. But eventually they found the DNA evidence and this guy killed him and so on and so forth. But here's what the district attorney said, okay? A search of Woodward's laptop, phone, and social media found hateful material against several groups and information that fed into the suspicion the attack on Blaze Bernstein was motivated by homophobia. While the district attorney refused to go into detail about what the material was that was found on Woodward's computer, he said that it was racist, anti-Semitic, misogynistic, and homophobic in nature. There's a lot that just spews hatred towards a lot of different groups of people, basically every protected group, quote, from the DA. So it's hatred of many groups of people, but the main evidence of the motivation for this particular killing is that we can show that Blaze Bernstein was killed because he was gay. All right? So that's how they're covering it. So this sounds like just like a random homophobic murder, right? Like just some guy who just hates gay people. He's like, oh, the gays, the gay agenda. I gotta kill him, right? Here's the story behind the story. Here's what the fuck actually happened. And we got this off ProPublica. Inside Atomwaffen. What's that? Does that sound Nazi-esque to you? Atomwaffen?
Nah, it sounds like a fucking, like, a cuisine.
Inside Atomwaffen. As it celebrates a member for allegedly killing gay Jewish college student. Okay? Shit. Last month, by the way, this article is from February. So in January, as when we fucking covered this shit, because this is where we got it from. So we covered this fucking shit in February because white supremacists, there's in this group, killed like 5 random people across the country and one of them tried to blow up a building and nobody connected the fact that these were all semi-related because they all hung out in the same internet Nazi chat room. But we pretended these were all individual things.
And
so
Jay May is saying they know how to torrent these files.
Yes.
Yeah, I do not. Thank you if you have time and do it.
Yes. So ProPublica reported that the California man accused of killing a gay and Jewish student was an avowed neo-Nazi member and a member of the Atomwaffen Division, one of the country's most notorious extremist groups. The news about the murder suspect Samuel Woodward spread throughout the U.S. and abroad. He's accused of fatally stabbing 19-year-old Blaze Bernstein and burying his body. The report, it turns out, was also taken up in secret online chats conducted by members of the Atomwaffen Division, a white supremacist group that celebrates Hitler and Charles Manson. I love this, one member wrote of the killing.
What the fuck?
Right. Another man complimented Woodward by calling him a one-man gay Jew wrecking crew.
Wait, complimented him by saying he was that?
Yeah, he was a gay Jew wrecking crew because he killed a gay Jewish guy.
How neat are you? You're a one-man gay Jew wrecking crew. That's like saying that you are the gay Jew when you're a wrecking crew. That was not worded well.
Yeah, well, you know, he's a Nazi. How much thought is he putting into things, really?
You should try being a grammar Nazi. Work out a lot better.
What I really want to know is who leaked that shit about Sam to the media, wrote a third member. At least one member wanted to punish the person who had revealed Woodward's affiliation with Atomwaffen, saying, quote, rats and traitors get the rope first. Encrypted chat logs obtained by ProPublica with over 250,000 messages over 6 months offer a rare window into the Atomwaffen division that goes beyond what has surfaced elsewhere about a group whose members have been implicated in a string of violent crimes. Like many white supremacist organizations, Atomwaffen uses Discord, an online chat service for video games, to engage in confidential online discussions. In a matter of months, people associated with the group, including Woodward, have been charged with 5 murders. Another group member pleaded guilty of possession of explosives after authorities uncovered a plot to blow up a nuclear facility near Miami. The group's exactly, right? But we're like, just some random homophobe killed Blaze Bernstein. No.
No. Hey, there's good Nazis and there's good gays on both sides.
There's good people on both sides. Fine people on both sides. The group's propaganda makes it clear that Atomwaffen, the word which means nuclear weapons in German, embraces Third Reich ideology and preaches hatred of ethnic minorities, gays, and Jews. Atomwaffen produces YouTube videos showing members firing weapons and has filmed members burning the U.S. Constitution and setting fire to the American flag. But the organization, by and large, cloaks its operations in secrecy and bars members from speaking with the media. The chat logs and other material obtained by ProPublica provide an unusually extensive information about the group's leaders, their wider makeup, and potential targets, indicating they have as many as 20 cells around the country, small groups of indeterminate sizes in Texas, Virginia, Washington, Nevada, and other states. Members have assault rifles and other guns and have taken part in weapons training in various locations over the last 2 years, including one last month in Nevada near Death Valley. Members have discussed using explosives to cripple public water system and destroy parts of the power grid. One member claimed to have obtained classified maps of the power grid in California. Through the chats, Atomwaffen members praised Timothy McVeigh, the soldier who broke the Oklahoma City bombing guy, in case you forgot. who killed 168 children in the 1995 bombing. They also praised church shooter Dylan Roof and Anders Breivik, the Norwegian extremist who murdered 77 people. Woodward posted several messages in the days after Bernstein's murder before he was arrested and charged. In one thread, he told his fellow Atomwaffen members he was thinking about the passing of life and truly grateful for their time together. Woodward, 20 years old, he's only 20 and he's doing this shit. Like, imagine what would happen when he's 40.
Hey, Roof was 19.
Shit.
Yeah.
Woodward has pleaded not guilty in the Bernstein case. And this was obviously written before the prosecutors said that they were going to do a hate crime. So it says prosecutors are exploring whether it was a hate crime. Yada, yada, yada. Law enforcement, both federal and state, have said little about what they make of Atomwaffen. But, organizations dedicated to tracking and studying hate groups have been calling attention to what they regard as that group's considerable threat potential. We haven't seen anything like Atomwaffen in quite a while, says Keegan Hanks, a researcher who tracks groups for the Southern Poverty Law Center. They should be taken seriously because they're extreme. Jeffrey Kaplan, a historian, has studied racial extremists for decades and edited the Encyclopedia of White Power. In an interview, he suggested Atomwaffen is dangerous, but their talk of propaganda and private conversations of aims at toppling the U.S. government are, quote, magical thinking. There's 5 dead bodies and a bunch of found explosives. Shit ain't magic, nigga.
Okay. Nah, they're just like Bernie Sanders. Dude, these are pie-in-the-sky Nazis.
Pie-in-the-sky Nazis. Kaplan said, such groups often contain a handful of diehards willing to commit crimes and more wannabes who are willing to do more than read fascist literature. Let's see. Oh, they gave a handy little map here. Through interviews and internal records, ProPublica was able to identify Atomwaffen members in at least 23 states. I'm not the best at geography, but this looks like California, Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona, Texas, Oklahoma, Florida, Alabama, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, Kentucky, I think that's Virginia and West Virginia. Yeah. Yep.
Ah, man.
Yeah. So, that's what's going on there. So, and in case you hear the name John Cameron Denton, he is the leader of Atomwaffen, and he's only 24.
And there's only one thing he's looking for.
Negroes doing Negro stuff.
He is.
Yeah.
So that's the guy who is, running it. They have photos of Denton on ProPublica. Mm-hmm. Yes. He says, quote, politics are useless. Revolution is necessary. Dude, this is the dude. His alias on the chat is Rape. That's his name.
Just Rape?
Just Rape. That's him.
And it's not even like he's, Rape 2235. He's the original Rape. John Cameron Denton. Let's go ahead and get his image up on the camera.
Yes.
So that folks on the Facebooks Live can see that that person named himself Rape.
And that's the guy who runs this Atomwaffen shit and has gotten, at least 5 people killed and a building almost blown up.
Oh, man, I'd love to fucking kick the shit out of this kid.
I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, so I really wanted to cover that because I'm seeing this media coverage and it's kind of pissing me off because almost every outlet is just really making it sound like he's just like some random bigot who just happened to know a gay guy he went to school with, so he killed him. It was a lot more than that. He was deeply entrenched in this fucking neo-Nazi bullshit. That's what the goal was. And that's what they do. They get together to try to figure out how to kill people. So no, this wasn't like some random shit. This was an interconnected thing that led to 5 people being killed across the country. All right. Oh, and by the way, the Anti-Defamation League revealed this guy's identity, and he was mad. Do you want to know what his commentary was about being outed?
Yeah.
They think they can stop rape. They can't stop me. Because that's his name.
All right.
Yeah.
And this is why we have trigger warnings. And what the fuck?
Yeah.
All right. That's a Reading in the Shade with Phoenix Kalita, Wine Cellar Style. The Black Podcast. Short episode. Cut short because obviously folks may have noticed my eyes closing while broadcasting.
Yes.
Yeah, so fucking, I'm gonna eat a burger from yesterday because we did food prep yesterday.
Yes.
Made a bunch of burgers and chicken and bought some fruit.
Yeah.
So, paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund, burger, sleep, have fries. Facebook Live is over. Podcast audio. Y'all niggas got burger. Go fuck yourself.